Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. I hope you're having a great weekend. I am so glad you're tuned in. Here's what's inside today's show. A wonderful playlist of amazing music from Egypt, the DRC, Burkina Faso, Belgium, Nigeria, Kenya, Malawi, South Africa, and Tanzania. Now, today's feature is Mukumba, the live band of Schoolmates from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe. The release of the band's first single is trending the airwaves in Zimbabwe right now, and the latest album is ready to drop. Marcus Gora, the band's longtime manager, breaks down the meaning of this popular song with me in a phone conversation we had earlier this week. And he also reveals exciting details of the upcoming album and Mukumba's summer tour schedule. So that's the show. Now, just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out in Egypt, some wonderful maharganat, that unlawful street music that so many young Egyptians adore. Here's Elium Yumak by Omar Kamal and featuring a very young boy. Wait till you hear his amazing voice, Mezen El Masri.
الخطف في الشلحات اول مره
فيها ان وحلاوة زايده سنه والدنيا رايقه بينا هو النهارده ايه الجو حلو بحري والضحكه جايه تجري السهره لسه بدري الاختلاف ده ليه
الناس مبسوطة زايدة والأجواء في المعايدة
حتى اللطافة زايدة ده جديد ده ولا إيه
أتاري الليلة ليلتك وحبيبك وسط عيلتك وأديني جريت وديت لك لسه هتسألني ليه
was Omar Kamal featuring Mezen El Masri from Egypt. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now to Burkina Faso. Here is another new jam, Gadnere by Vidas Le Brion featuring Abibu Sawadogo.
Zambi, Tarit from Algeria, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Yes, so I have got some breaking news out of Europe about Belgian singer-songwriter-rapper Paul Van Haver, better known as Stromae. He has been on a world tour in Europe promoting his latest album, Multitude, but he made a big announcement on Tuesday, April 4th. Let's listen to one of the biggest hits off of that album first, Fils de Joie, and I'll tell you what's going on at the other side.
Être seul, c'est difficile. Et là, ça fait des années. Et de juger, c'est facile. Surtout quand on n'y a pas goûté. Le plus dur, bah, c'était la première fois. Puis le plus dur, c'est de savoir quand sera la dernière fois. C'est vrai, je suis pas contre un peu de tendresse de temps en temps. Et puis cette fois-ci, ben, je pourrais le faire en l'insultant. Oui, tout est négociable dans la vie, moyenne en paiement. En plus, je suis sûrement son meilleur client. Mais oh, laissez donc ma maman. Oui, je sais, c'est vrai qu'elle n'est pas parfaite. C'est un héros, et ce sera toujours fièrement que j'en parlerai, que j'en parlerai. Je suis un fils de pute, comme ils disent, après tout ce qu'elle a fait pour eux. Pardonne leurs bêtises, ô chère mère, ils te déshumanisent. C'est plus facile, les mêmes te courtisent, et tout le monde ferme les yeux. Pourquoi tout le monde me déteste, alors que c'est moi qui les nourris? Leur vie serait bien plus modeste, sans moi elle serait pourrie. Le lit et la sécurité ont un prix, madame. Ben oui, dans la vie tout se paye, on ne te l'avait donc jamais appris. On m'accuse de faire de la traite d'êtres humains. Mais 50, 40, 30 ou 20% c'est déjà bien. Faudrait pas qu'elles se prennent un peu trop pour des mannequins. Mesdames, ou devrais-je dire putain? Mais oh, laissez donc ma maman. Oui je sais, c'est vrai qu'elle n'est pas parfaite. C'est un héros, et ce sera toujours fièrement que j'en parlerai, que j'en parlerai. Je suis un fils de pute, comme ils disent. Après tout ce qu'elle a fait pour eux, pardonne leurs bêtises. Ô chère mère, ils te déshumanisent. C'est plus facile, les mêmes te courtisent. Et tout le monde ferme les yeux. fais ton boulot. Mais faut bien que je fasse le mien, non? Entre le tien et le mien, la différence c'est que moi je paye des impôts. Allez circuler madame, reprends tes papiers, ce qui te reste de dignité. Pauvre femme, trouve-toi un vrai métier. Mais oh, laissez donc ma maman. Oui je sais, c'est vrai qu'elle n'est pas parfaite. C'est un héros. Et ce sera toujours fièrement que j'en parlerai. Que j'en parlerai. Je suis un fils de pute, comme il dit. Après tout ce qu'elle a fait pour eux, pardonne leur bêtise. Oh chère mère, ils te déshumanisent. C'est plus facile, les mêmes te courdisent. Et tout le monde ferme les yeux.
And that was Feast de Joie by Stromae, one of the most listened to French-speaking artists in the world. Now, here's the breaking news. Stromae has canceled all future concerts of his current world tour until the end of May due to returning health problems. As many of you may know, he went off the grid for 8 years since his massive global success between 2010 and 13. Due to depression, burnout, and also negative side effects of an anti-malarial drug. Well, it appears to have returned his illness, and in a statement to his fans published on social media, the artist says, and I quote, "I have come to the realization that my current health state does not allow me to come and meet all of you at the moment. I regretfully share this news with you, which fills me with sadness, but I have to admit my limits," unquote. He also added that surrounded by his family, he has to take the time to get better in order to resume performing. Now, to some hot hits. First, Palazzo by DJ Spinal and Ashake of Nigeria, followed by My Baby by Kenya's Bien, featuring Nigerian singer Ira Starr.
I'm a logo, pretty sofo, gbogbo isoro re o ta ni oko, enwe o ni gbe o ni mofo, omo yi ko opolo lo fin gbe ko. Say you no like designer, abi you no like to gapa, ibigi laga ti gaga, you got to show pete, this is the right now. Palazzo, jiggy, boya, kuririze, no sleeping, no more no dwelling, ka beti, kya kya mo yami, mai chi o shamo, yami, ojige mata mo tari, eba mi, shami. Come on, I'm alive, I'm alive.
One, two, three, come on.
I don't feel like, I don't feel like I'm not my type. If no be good, if no be good, I'm not die. Oh, no. I don't know like a low, I don't know like a pop, I don't like a butter. She's like a boomba, she's like a one way long, and I'm on it. Two girls on my middle, which one I do love? And I say, bad boy, I'm single. 20 girls I do love. Get the money, it's my hobby. Get the popping, I the para, really lobby. As you can see, for over see, then find Mr. Money all over. Be the money is going, cause so she, you love me. But what good she, Versace, could any say who? About that group, but you say who? Come on, dog, I'll pull in your beef.
Yeah, we do.
My last old cheeky, but yeah, pull it easy. Sleeping, no one no turning. On my middle, which one I good luck?
Which one I say,
bad boy, I'm single.
Oh, wow.
20 girls I good luck. It was soon, girl, the massive party done the start. Everybody done the dance. It was soon, girl, the massive party done the start. Everybody done the dance.
Ha ha ha. DJ Spinal.
All of them, yeah, Shaki.
Yami, I chi yami, 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 yami,
You're my energy. I will give you my love. I will give you all of me. 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness of fire. Lower lows and higher highs. Still, I never found enough. Do me well, you do me right. High me up like marijuana. Got me canceling my flight. Yeah. And if you call me for 3 a.m., it'll be. If you wanna chill with the boys, you touch it. Even if you tell me a lie, I believe. No wonder the man them say I'm naive.
You got the keys to my heart.
You got the keys.
My baby never lets me down.
My baby never.
My baby never lets me down.
Ooh, my baby.
My baby never. You deserve a crown. My baby never lets me down. My baby never lets me down. My baby never.
Baby, you're my killer. Baby, you're my energy. I go give you moolah. I go give you all of me. Baby, you're my killer. Baby, you're my energy. I go give you moolah. I go give you all
you
of
me. For 3 a.m. it a peak. Baby, cause you stole my heart like a thief. Even if you tell me a line, it I believe. No one of my girlfriends call me naive. You're all I need. Take all of me, take all of me, yeah.
You got a kiss to my heart. My baby never lets me down.
My baby never.
My baby never lets me down. My baby never. You deserve a crown.
Oh, yeah.
My baby never lets me down. My baby never lets me down. My baby never.
Tell your friends about VOA Africa. Music, sports, and news.
Yes. Okay, hello everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. How are you doing? We just listened to two hot hits trending right now on Spotify playlists, and we're going to enjoy one more of those, number one, in fact. And then we move on to some live band music and conversation with the band Mokumba. But this here is Davido's Unavailable, track number one on African Heat Spotify playlist.
I'm on a villain.
This is Music Time in Africa. All right, that was Davido with Unavailable. And now we are going to move into the world of live band music. First, let's listen to my conversation with Marcus Gora, the longtime manager of the band Mukumba from Zimbabwe. I called him a few days ago to find out more about the band's brand new single, Nzara Hapana. Hello, Marcus. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Heather. Really great to chat after a long time.
It has been a while. So you have some exciting news. First of all, you've released your first new single. It's called Nzara Hapana. Am I saying that right?
Yes. So Nzara Hapana, I mean, it's a really popular single right now here in Zimbabwe, and it's getting a lot of rotation in the UK as well. It's a single that talks a lot about the issues that we see in our society here when it comes to inheritance and how that kind of negatively impacts women and children. We were just in the song trying to say we need to fix it, and we need to make sure that especially children are protected when those matters arise.
Okay. So inheritance, can you explain specifically what the biggest problem is with it?
So normally, you know, if there's no will when somebody dies, and it's usually if a man dies and they're the breadwinner, mm-hmm. and there is no will that's left, mm-hmm. Friends, relatives, you know, other people can come and literally take over and even distribute some of the wealth or properties, and there just needs to be more stronger sort of protections for women and for children in that case.
I see.
And we made a song because we had seen it happen time and time again in our community.
You know? I got it. Great. All right. Hey, guys, that was Marcus Gora, manager of the band Mukumba, speaking with me from earlier this week. We are going to listen to Nzara Hapana right now and then move on to more live music from Malawi and the DRC. Plus, we'll return to more with Marcus and more great music, too.
You say, well, Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hi, my name is Hind Naira from Morocco. This is Music Time in Africa.
Okay, to Malawi now. This is one of Keturah's pre-release tracks, Kunyumba, to her self-titled album that releases May 19th. Keturah with her song Kunyumba. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. Okay, last week I played a couple of nostalgic tunes of the past. Here's another one. When I asked a Congolese friend of mine what song brought him fond memories from his childhood, he said right away, Orphelin by Reddy Amisi. The song is from 1993. If you're listening, Marius, here's to you.
Mama, okile ndi mangai tempo na ninyema. Mama, ngai nde orphelin, okile ndi mangai tempo na ninyenga. Nasalisaka e pena, salisaka aninga. Jean-Jacques Kilwa témoin. Ala, demo como to sala mokili bongo,
You're inside Music Time in Africa. All right. Hello, guys. We just heard Orphelin by Reddy Amisi from the DRC. And now we're returning to one last hot hit. It's a live band sound, though. So it's hot hit, but also live band music. Number 5 on Spotify's Hot Hits South Africa playlist. This is Ngiyeza by Lwa Dlunkulu.
Hakuna matata. Jambo Afrika. Hakuna matata.
Hello, everybody. This is Japin, and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Yes. Hello, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the music. This is Heather, and now I'm going to return to my conversation with Zimbabwean band Mokumba's manager, Marcus Gora. We spoke earlier this week about the band's single. Now we're talking about the upcoming album and concert tours. Your forthcoming album. Now, when will that be released and what can we expect from it?
So what I can leak is that the album title is going to be called Tusona, which means tracings in the sand. It's an album that we made during COVID, during the lockdowns and stuff. So we had a bit of time to prepare it. It has 13 tracks and it's going to be released on July 7th. So it's pretty much ready. And yeah, it's a really beautiful album. Our third sort of professional album. And so we have put quite a bit of time in it and it speaks to our experience that we have, you know, gathered over the years, just becoming better musicians and also traveling a lot and learning a lot of things around the world. So we feel like it's kind of our best album yet.
I see that you've been actively performing in Zimbabwe since the past few months. Do you have any international tours in the works? And if so, when and where?
Yeah, we have loved just performing around the country in Zimbabwe, creating new fans, but just spreading the music further than, you know, the centers that we're performing regularly. But we have tours lined up. We're going to go to Europe twice this year. First will be around June for the summer tours. And the anchor dates there are a performance at WOMAD, which will be our second time to go there, and other dates in the UK and across Europe. And then we'll go again in October. But before that, we're also going to be traveling in Africa. We have a headline slot at the MTN Bushfire Festival in Swaziland, Eswatini. And that's coming up in May. So yeah, it's going to be a busy year. Yeah, it'll be great to be promoting the new album on the road as well.
That sounds exciting. Too bad you weren't coming to the U.S. this year, though.
The U.S. definitely next year.
We're just
sort of working on making it happen.
Mm-hmm. So I was speaking to Matthias, the lead singer. For those of you listening, Matthias is the lead singer. I'm speaking with Marcus Gora, who is the longtime manager of the band, I think, since it's founded, right, Marcus?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is more than 12 years now.
Wow. More than 12 years.
Yeah,
So I was talking to Matthias earlier, and he says that everyone is kind of spread out. So where is everybody? And is this a permanent change since pre-pandemic times when you all used to live together, I think, in Victoria Falls?
Yeah, so during the pandemic, because we had some strict sort of movement, lockdowns, we were in Victoria Falls, but then we now have decided to have two sort of centers divided between Harare, the capital, and Victoria Falls. Victoria Falls will always be home, mm-hmm. But Harare is more of the administrative capital, so a lot of the opportunities to perform are available here. And also embassies and, you know, getting visas when we have to travel makes it easy. Plus, one of our musicians, Trust, now has a studio, a full-time sort of recording and rehearsal studio in Harare. And so we kind of make use of that as well. And so, yeah, I think we are now between the two places.
Mm-hmm. Great. Finally, would you like to say hello to all of our fans? And what message would Mokumba like to give to African fans and American listeners?
First, we'd like to say that we really miss coming to the U.S. and meeting our supporters and fans when we come over there to perform. So we're really looking forward to coming back next year. But in the meantime, you know, we hope that, you know, they get to listen to the new music that we have made. And yeah, we really want to reconnect. And it's been, you know, ever since we started, we were coming quite a lot to the U.S. And we hope that, you know, post-pandemic, we can be able to do that again. We are excited and always sort of grateful every time when we come for the support. And Also connecting with other musicians and other sort of creatives enriches our experience, and we hope that soon we'll be able to start inviting people to also come to, you know, to Harare and to Victoria Falls, so that they can also see where we are coming from and enjoy the lots of, you know, natural sort of beauty that we have.
Yes. Marcus Gora, manager of the band Mokumba in Harare, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Heather. Really pleasure. And yeah, see you soon.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Okay, so we have time for one last tune. Rajab Abdul Kahali, also known by his stage name Harmonize, is a Tanzanian bongo flavor artist and music entrepreneur. Sometimes he's referred to as Konde Boy, referring to his Makonde heritage. This is his new single, Single Again. Ladies, if you're in the area...
Call my mama to tell her that I'm falling low. And what she said, my mama, it's too early for you to fall in low. Mama, don't you worry, she's my glory, no one and only. Yeah, yeah. Mama, don't you worry, she's my glory.
Single Again, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today, and a very special thank you to Marcus Gora for his interview about the band Mukumba. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.